Our Lady of Revelations is the mother of the Old Testament and the New Testament, and we can extract much about Our Lady from this Old Testament reading and then proceed, continuing with the message which is coming through from the Word of God and who happens to be the Son of Mary. Moses says, "Keep the commandments written in the book of the law. For this law that I enjoin unto you today is not beyond your strength or beyond your reach." And then Moses asks, "Who will go up to heaven for us to bring it down to us so that we may hear it and keep it?" This is an invocation for the coming Messiah, Jesus himself, and whose prayer went up and God responded to. It was Maria. And she's that person who in the heart of Moses was really calling. Her prayer pierced heaven. Her purity and her immaculateness itself reached heaven. And in the fullness of time, God sent his only begotten Son, born of Mary, born of the woman, born a subject of the law. Mary brought the Word into the world by enfleshing the Word in her womb. Emmanuel, God is with us. Jesus was conceived by a virgin. The only virgin that conceives is Mary, the Mother of God, Theotokos, the bearer of God. Mary is the one who prays. Her prayer enters into heaven. So beautiful is this woman that God cannot wait to send his only begotten Son in the fullness of time, Mary's time. God sends the Word of God to become man, to dwell amongst us. Moses is foretelling the coming of the Mother of the Word, the Mother of Revelation, co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. In the second reading, Jesus Christ is the image of the unseen God. Jesus Christ is God. He has two natures, one divine, the other human. His divine nature has no beginning. His human nature has a beginning in the womb of Mary. He is conceived in her womb by the Holy Spirit. Mary is pregnant with the Word made flesh, who is Jesus Christ. Mary is in the mind of God, beginning before time. For Jesus Christ is flesh, an Adamite, and a divine person. Mary is the instrumental cause of his existence. At God's plan was for Mary to be the mother of the only begotten Son, to dwell amongst us. For in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, everything visible and invisible, the physical laws, thrones, dominions, sovereignties, powers, all these were created through him and for him. For the invisible Word to become visible, God deemed Mary necessary. The beauty of his creation, the perfect creation, was Mary. He created for her, and that is why she is Queen Mother, who sits on the throne alongside her Son in heaven. So amazing is this revelation, and yet more amazing is, in the womb of Mary is contained what the whole universe could not contain. Sin had not entered into the world. God always was to become man and dwell amongst us as a child of Mary, as a son of Mary. God did not need Satan to come into the world. Sin was not necessary for God to come and dwell amongst us. God was not a subject of Satan. God created so that he could come and dwell amongst us. Sin had nothing to do with his coming to us. When sin entered the human nature through the sin of Adam and Eve, Jesus was to suffer and die. His human nature, his body and soul suffered. And redemption came because Mary's cooperation. For at the first moment of her conception, Mary felt the suffering of her son. She is closer to God than any other creature. Did she not give birth to God? She gave birth to a divine person. She is not any other woman, but the woman of Genesis, of Revelation, the perfect woman giving birth to the perfect man. In the Gospel of the Good Samaritan, Jesus asks the lawyer, the intellectual, the scholar, which of the following are given to his neighbour of the three people? Was it the priest who crossed the road when he saw the injured man, one of his own? Was it the Levite, one of the injured man's own? The Levite also crossed the road and to get to the other side from any involvement in helping his own brother? Or was it that disgusting Samaritan, the one who took pity and dressed the wounds in arranged accommodation and ongoing care for the injured man? Which one proved himself to be the neighbour? Have pity on Jesus and his most holy mother, for the injured man is a type of Jesus and Mary. And see Jesus in the poorest of the poor. They are made in the image and likeness of God and are Jesus to us as they cry for help. They cry for help from the womb. The ones who are about to be aborted, the ones who are in the process of abortion, the most defenceless, they're crying for justice, they're crying out, and yet laws are wanting to be passed, not only for the destruction of the life of these Samaritans in the womb, but also for the destruction when they are birthed by the ways of legislating infanticide. Mary is the mother of mercy. She's the one who brought mercy into the world. She brought Jesus into the world. Jesus is being called constantly for justice. We need to awaken ourselves and bring Mary more and more into our life, because in so doing, she will awaken us, as was prophesied by Simeon, that a sword will pierce her heart and she will reveal in the souls of many their sins. Many of us need to fight the fight. We need to go before the Blessed Sacrament and pray rosaries. We need to bring the rosary back into the family. The Our Father, the prayer given to us by Jesus, is recited in the rosary 5 times. The rosary is a weapon, the one that brings about the evacuation of the evil from a country, from a nation. Many people are saved when the rosary is prayed outside the abortion clinics. Many that we'll never know of until we reach the eternal homeland. But the Samaritans of this world are the most defenceless, the ones that cry out to God. We must do something. We must pray. We must pray with Mary. She's the one who brought Christ into the world by her prayer and purity. We need to enter into perfection and purity ourselves, and in the process, the evils of the world will leave. Bring Jesus into your life. Bring Eucharistic adoration into your life. Don't give up. The fight can be won. It could have been won earlier, but we didn't continue the fight. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.